Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
June, you're in the right place. That is, if you do not like the imbecilic lies they provide for you on television to explain such ridiculous things, and if you don't like the way they're putting up the sign now for Jeb Bush. Oh, it's not Jeb Bush, it's Jeb! Exclamation point 2016. Oh, that's like, we'll never figure out they don't want you to see the word Bush there, will we? Oh, no, we would never understand that. I bet you anything that when the election allegedly starts, it's going to be Jeb v. Hillary. No last names, please. Too much baggage. And I know you're all on the edge of your seat to see how Jeb enters the race today. That in the who really cares section. Greece not looking any better. Stock futures down 91 points already this morning, looking like a negative entrance at 8:30 a.m. Central Time today. The race is on still to find two guys in New York. It's been 10 days now, and they have outsmarted 800 law enforcement people. 800 have been combing the area. Remember at the very beginning of all this, they said, oh, it's just a matter of hours, We'll find him, We're on the trail. Not. So they've not been able to find them. And the story's getting more confusing. And the pictures all look like photo ops. Have you seen the... Oh, I don't even want to go into it right now. It just becomes so obvious that all of these events, whether they are real or contrived, are used for the agenda. So let's say two guys did escape, which, given the facts of the situation, it's hard to understand that. But if they did, then it's being used for an agenda to go and comb through everyone's home. Of course, to look for two bad guys. Anyway, in other news, Saudi Arabia bombs Yemen. You know, years ago, we used to call that a war. An attack on another country, another sovereign country. Today, we just say, well, Saudi Arabia attacks Yemen. But they blew up centuries-old areas that were so important to the Yemenis. It has just gone to the heart and the soul of those people. But that's the way they do things now. It's all about war. And you know what was amazing? Well, I'll tell you later. This is just, it just galls me the way these stories are written. And the United States has now attacked Libya again. I mean, it's like everybody's attacking everybody, but it's not in our backyard, so oh well. And it is a war when we attack another country, regardless. Poland and Lithuania are thinking about allowing the United States, and I can assure you the deal has already been done if they're printing this, to put U.S. Army equipment in their countries. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this is the first time since like years and years and years, probably around Cold War time, 25 years ago, that the United States has deposited our military equipment in other countries, or at least that we've been told about. We're going to talk about the colon cleanse today. I'm on my fifth day of the colon cleanse, or sixth day, I can't remember. I'll have to figure that out, and I'll let you know how much weight I lost, if I did, And hopefully we'll be getting some reports from some of the other Power Mall people. And my little kitten did really well with some of our products, and I'll tell you about that. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you did something good for yourself, someone else. And I hope you accomplished something to make yourself feel better at the end of the weekend. I had a really good time trying to figure out why I wasn't doing all the things that I needed to do. You know, we've talked about this. What is it that holds us back when we know we need to do something and we don't do it? One of these days, I am so determined we are going to have a show where we talk about that very thing. How you overcame that inertia, if you will, to get moving, motivated, and do what you need to do. Because there's something, I mean, look how old I am. And here I'm still playing around with this. So maybe we need to have a psychologist come on. I don't know. But it would be interesting because I know several of you are doing amazing things out there. You're getting involved. You're cleaning out. You're decluttering. And, you know, decluttering is such an important thing. I have never realized how important that is until I wasn't able to do it like I wanted to do it. And then you find out what a task it is and what kinds of things hold you back. But kudos to those of you who are doing it. I admire you. I made my list this morning of the three things I want to accomplish today that I promise myself I will not go to bed until I finish those three things. And then number them. so that if you don't get all of them done, at least you got the primary one done, the priority done. Take care of your bodies. We're going to be talking about the cleanse at about 50 after the hour, because I'm going to tell you what progress I've made from the standpoint of, well, I really feel much better now that I have done it, and I think you're going to love doing it also. So we'll talk about that later. Anyway, MI6 recalls secret agents from abroad for fear of uncover by Russia and China. Sputnik News reports the British Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, has withdrawn its agents out of live operations in foreign countries as they could allegedly be identified by Russia and China with the help of files stolen by former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. Boy, that guy gets blamed for everything, doesn't he? The Sunday Times reports this story that the newspaper claimed on Sunday, citing senior British officials that Moscow had gained access to over 1 million classified files that contained details of secret intelligence techniques and information that could be used to identify British and American spies. You know, it seems like everything's going to be known about everything. All will be known thanks to this incredible thing called the computer, and then, of course, computer hacking. And then we know that every single federal employee has now had their information hacked. Where they live, their age, their credit information, everything stolen. And it's one of those, oh, well, it happened, now move on down the road stories. The United States conducted a quote-unquote counterterrorism airstrike in Libya. They are unsure of the result. The Pentagon announced it conducted this airstrike in Libya targeting al-Qaeda-associated militant, but could not be completely sure that it succeeded. You know, it's wearing a little thin, don't you think? Well, we bombed and killed a bunch of people, but we don't know if we got the guy we wanted, but oh well, we bombed a bunch of people. The Libyan government, meanwhile, you know, we talk about this like, oh, it's okay, we just bomb them now. It used to be you would take out one person at a time. Now, they go and take out cities at a time. The Libyan government, meanwhile, has claimed the strike killed the notorious Mokhtar Belmokhtar. The Pentagon has not released any details about the operation, nor the name of the alleged terrorist who was targeted in the past. Americans have used drones to strike targets in the region. Oh, they've used bombs, too. And Warren did emphasize that there's been no U.S. boots on the ground assisting the operation. Wink, wink. Will you believe that? You're supposed to. Poland and Lithuania now are saying, bring us your used, your poor, your new, your whatever army equipment. They're in talks now about permanently, they're not even messing around with temporary, permanent stationing of U.S. Army equipment warehouses. Would it seem to you like they're getting ready for something big? It does to me. Officials from the two countries have now said they want our equipment in their country. Heavy weapons may be stored, maybe. I guarantee you it is already there, and it's been inventoried, ladies and gentlemen. Heavy weapons may be stored in Baltic states, Romania, Bulgaria, and possibly Hungary. The Polish Defense Ministry tweeted that during his recent visit to Washington, Defense Minister was given assurances that a final decision on stationing the warehouses would be taken shortly. The Pentagon's far-reaching proposal requires approval from Defense Secretary Ashton B. Carter. Now, remember, he was involved heavily in U.S. arms sales. That was his gig before he became Secretary of Defense. So, let me assure you, he is really pro selling any kind of equipment to anyone who wants it for any reason. Should the move be given the go-ahead, it would be the first deployment of military hardware in Europe since the Cold War. The plan falls short. Listen to that. the plan falls short of a permanent boots-on-the-ground presence. Not that short, I would remind you. Not that short. Just they're not telling you about it now. If you really think they're going to set all this equipment over there and leave it there in a permanent basis and not have our troops there, really? Saudi warplanes destroy 2,500-year-old heritage site in Yemen. Zero Hedge reports on Friday the proxy wars that, thanks to a large part in the U.S. foreign policy, now plague the Middle East, took their toll on another UNESCO heritage site when Saudi warplanes decimated a place called Old City. 2,500-year-old collection of homes, towers, gardens, mosques, and public baths at the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. It just breaks my heart. The heart and soul of the people was in Old City. And the Saudi, a.k.a. U.S., planes destroyed it. Now, what business does Saudi Arabia have in bombing Yemen? I thought we had this thing called the United Nations, and people went to the United Nations and tried to get things settled, and now they've destroyed this UNESCO heritage site. Not that I have any support for UNESCO heritage sites, but I thought it was fascinating. The story says that all of this area was destroyed. I mean, they give the gardens, the homes, the this, the that. And then what do they say? They say, oh, and some people were killed also. Really? Some people were killed also. How about people were killed and also some homes and buildings? But no, it's the buildings and homes that get the attention, because I don't want you to know that there really were a bunch of homes. I mean, a bunch of people that were killed. And how sad it is. I mean, that wording right there tells you, you know, just how dismissive it is of the people understanding what's really going on. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to really care that many, many people have been killed. You ought to see these pictures. I mean, it just breaks your heart to see the kind of places that are being destroyed for eternity. And, you know, I guess you see the before and after of those buildings and homes. 2,500 years old. But I guess now the United States will say, hey, the good news is that's urban renewal. Now we can put a Starbucks, a McDonald's, and Starbucks, a McDonald's, and an Apple store, and everyone will live happily ever after. And we'll bring these people into the 21st century. I mean, that's how I'm sure they'll spin that one for everyone. BRICS Central Bank experts meet in Turkey to finalize the joint monetary fund, the BRICS Post reports. Officials from the five BRICS countries are meeting in Bodrum, Turkey, on Saturday and Sunday to finalize the joint monetary fund ahead of the 7th Leaders Summit in Russia. Putin, Jinping from China, Zuma from South Africa, Brazilian President Rousseff, India's Modi, will meet for the summit 8-9 July. The CRA is meant to provide an alternative to International Monetary Fund's emergency lending. Can you say compete with the United States and the Monetary Fund and the IMF? In the CRA, emergency loans of up to 30% of a member's nation's contribution will be decided by a simple majority. Bigger loans will require the consent of all CRA members. Sounds too much like right, doesn't it? Last chance Greek bailout. I'll tell you how that ended. Last chance for the Greek bailout. And also, what's going on in Jefferson City? And then in the second hour, Tennessee, oh my goodness, your government is totally corrupt there, the judicial system, according to Sharon Rondeau, our guest. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I want you to learn something every single day. And if you are eating salmon from Costco, you may want to listen up. Not good news either. Anyway, we are talking about the international news as we see it, not necessarily as the television wants you to know about it. And by the way, you're not hearing anything about the BRIC Central Bank story on television. You rarely ever, I have heard it once, one time on Fox News. one time. By the way, the Dow is set to open at about 100, and I think the lowest I've seen it is 119 this morning, but 93 now in the red. Anyway, last chance now for the Greek bailout talks to end without a deal. And what this means is that Greece, according to Zero Hedge, came to Brussels and presented the same not very serious proposals that Tsipras submitted last week. That is, Athens is willing to deal on fiscal targets and is more than willing to accept free money from the EFSF and the ESM, but is not yet desperate enough to concede to pension cuts or the VAT hikes. As they noted earlier and on countless occasions previously, deadlines and ultimatums are largely meaningless because even if Greece misses its June 30th bundled payment to the IMF, Christine Lagarde would need to send a formal failure to pay letter to the executive board. It's up to Lagarde to decide when to send that letter, and she would have at least 30 days. It seems that this is affecting the markets. The European and Asian markets were down, some of them down 1.5 points. So it appears that this is starting to, the jitteriness is starting to affect the countries now that are going to be in line for this domino effect should Greece go belly up. And it's just not looking good for poor Greece. MERS death toll in South Korea reaches 16 among the 150 confirmed South Korean outbreak victims. Two more patients with MERS virus have died, South Korea's health ministry announced. The hospital placed some 400 patients, families, and medical staff under quarantine. Can you imagine that? And as of Sunday, at least 4,856 people possibly exposed to the MERS virus were under observation nationwide. Can they really observe 4,856 people? I doubt it. It sounds impressive, though, doesn't it? The WHO will be holding an emergency meeting on Tuesday to address the large and complex MERS outbreak, the biggest outside of Saudi Arabia, where it was first identified in humans in 2012. So the Middle Eastern has now moved into South Korea officially, big time. There is no vaccine or cure for the virus, and the fatality rate is about 35%. All of South Korea's cases are believed to be linked to hospitals. Hospitals, listeners. How does that happen that everyone who gets the disease got it in a hospital? When are we going to start asking serious, well-meaning questions? And they all involve elderly people. The House kills the fast track of Obama trade after Pelosi-led Democrat rebellion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all theater. It's all theater. They know how they're supposed to vote, when they're supposed to vote, what they're supposed to vote for. And his fast track of this supposedly great job creation bill was defeated in a 126-302 procedural vote, which stumbled over what is known as the Trade Adjustment Assistance, the TAA. And following Pelosi's comments that its defeat is the only way we will be able to slow down fast track, and people would rather have a job than assistance, the defeat of a measure to provide aid to workers displaced by trade deals means fast tracking of the TPP is done for now. Oh, I guarantee you, just watch what happens in the middle of the night, though. And the idea, though, that Nancy Pelosi came out against what the president wanted, really? Do you really think that was not by design? And that the Republicans were supposed to be so excited that the president finally sees things their way? I think you all get that. A secret CIA effort in Syria faces large funding cut. Key lawmakers have moved to slash funding in the secret CIA operation to train and arm rebels in Syria. That's what we're told anyway. A move that U.S. officials said reflects skepticism of the effectiveness of the agency's program and the Obama administration's strategy in the Middle East. Do you think? I think yes. And the Waco police narrative unravels, ladies and gentlemen. Remember all those motorcycle guys there? Well, it's not what we thought it was. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour station.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. 4 weeks later, the Waco police narrative unravels. Remember all of those motorcycle, quote-unquote, gang people they were trying to make look like thugs that were there at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Dallas, or in Waco? And the police were all there in mass before the event happened, the event which killed supposedly 9 people, which we've never seen the pictures of those people, or the funerals, by the way. But supposedly, the motorcycle gang members had 250 weapons on all of them. I mean, that's how many weapons per person there. And they found them everywhere. And they had all the way up to practically Uzis. And the police, it appears now, had opened fire on the motorcyclist. Well, the story's not clear. Some people say the motorcyclist did it. Some people say the police did it. But the majority of the people that were killed, obviously, were killed by police officers. Now, for being this far along, there's so much confusion in the story, it's unbelievable. It was May 17th when this event occurred. And more details have now come out concerning the incident, but significant questions still remain about the actions taken by law enforcement and the police account of what transpired. Although the national mainstream media has largely moved from the Waco story, if critics of the police are correct, the incident represents an unprecedented civil rights violation and media cover-up campaign by the Waco authorities. They had 8 law enforcement agencies there in advance. I mean, was this like a sting or a setup situation? Now, police in Waco have yet now to confirm, after they said 9 bikers were killed, they've yet to confirm if any were killed by the police or to explain why they showed up in force and all prior to the meeting on the 17th. How did they know? And did they plan for this thing to get out of hand? It just doesn't make any sense. And then when you look at the pictures and the story and you see all these people, these motorcyclists sitting there on their phones, I mean, what? And then they arrested 100 of them. And supposedly they allowed many of them to bond out, but they were in on $1 million bail. Now, that's just some cushy money, don't you think, for the county or the city? I can't imagine that we're not pressing these people for answers. If I was in Waco, I certainly would. 7 reasons why police are more dangerous to Americans than ISIS. I don't know that I even need to go into this story any further than that, than just to say that. Wouldn't you agree? The Free Thought Project says that everywhere USA, if you think it's absurd to compare the men and women in blue uniforms to terrorists, just read the definition of terrorism. What is it? It is the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. That's scary, isn't it? The Free Thought Project has compiled a list of 7 examples that show why comparing police to ISIS is not so crazy. In fact, it proves that police are far more dangerous to Americans and our freedom than any terrorist group on earth. Now think about that. They are more dangerous. The police officers, the law enforcement people that we come into contact with every day are more dangerous than terrorists. Think of that. And your children are around them also. This is, like I said, is the Free Thought Project article. It's really very good. 7 is the fact that U.S. government funded and essentially created ISIS, and the police are powerless to jail those who were responsible. So the United States created a terroristic group, and our law enforcement hands off. And yet we have, you know, how many thousands of people that are in prison for victimless crimes, and yet these people have created terrorists to kill worldwide. 6, the drug war. Although it is widely reported that the U.S. war on drugs is a complete failure and more immoral than drug use itself, the order followers in America will still kill you for possessing a plant. And unlike the Chicago Police Department, ISIS doesn't have a secret black site where they kidnap and then hold Americans against their will with no charges. It's been reported that members of the Chicago PD have held people in this prison for suspicion of possessing the most beneficial plant on the planet. And the plant just so happens to be that which will cure children from epileptic seizures, cure adults with Crohn's disease, on and on and on. Plant harboring terrorist. 4, ISIS doesn't work as henchmen for the largest prison population in the history of mankind. You are 58 more times more likely to be killed by a cop than you are any terrorist. Oh, my gosh. If ISIS committed a terrorist act in America, it's likely they would be held accountable for their crimes. And then the police have a monopoly on violence. ISIS wants the monopoly on violence and would literally die to have what police in America have, complete control over the subjects, so they can install their definition of morality into the populace through intimidation and fear. Very disconcerting. Very scary. Police seized 6 children simply because the family was camping. I know the story sounds like, oh, that can't be true. There's more to the story. There's got to be. Please make there more to this story. How in the world could this happen? A Michigan family that had dreams of camping during the summer in the great outdoors was horrified when state officials seized their 6 children simply because they were living in tents. The nightmare experience for Christopher and Antonia Hernandez began May 19th when Otsego County Sheriff's deputies and a CPS official took their children. Their nightmare ended June 10th when the children were returned after the parents won a court ruling based on the fact that the mother and children are eligible for enrollment in the Tlingit Native American tribe. The Federal Indian Child Welfare Act makes it more difficult for state officials to separate Native American families. That's the only reason they did that. Michigan has a similar state law. If the family had not had that, had not really known about that Tlingit link, the case would be ongoing and the children would still be in foster care. That is so disgusting. And of course, you know what happened in Dallas when the man, frustrated at his child being taken by DPS or by Child Services, bought himself an armored tank or armored vehicle, they call it, and tried to attack the police. Well, there's several people that are on leave right now because this whole thing doesn't smell right. But on television today, on CNN, their answer was, well, if he had been medicated, this would not have happened. If he had been medicated. People need to be medicated. Oh, my gosh, you think there wasn't an agenda for that story? Medicating people would keep them from killing. Or maybe it makes them kill. Ever thought about that? Anyway, this story breaks your heart, and you see the pictures of these children. The children are ages 7 months, 2, 4, 6, 15, and 17. We're living in 3 tents. And the family decided to go camping for the summer to a 10-acre property they are buying. They own another house, but they were going to buy this property. We had intended to stay the summer while we finalized plans on what we were going to do with our lives. We cannot say that we would have stayed the whole summer due to the fact Christopher is donating a kidney to his mother, and we may have been called home to do the surgery at that point. If this were to happen, we plan to return home for the duration of the surgery and the recovery period, however long that was. The parents simply wanted our children to experience the outdoors and perhaps see if they wanted to live off the grid permanently. Lesson here, ladies and gentlemen, you want to live off the grid, you pay the price. And that price may very well be losing your children. No off-grid homes. It looks like it's coming. Iowa GOP cancels the straw poll. Now, this is surprising. USA Today reports that the governing board for the Republican Party of Iowa voted unanimously Friday to cancel the straw poll. Now, this has always been a big contender for the news media. I mean, they all like this to cover who wins the straw poll. And lo and behold, they canceled it. I'm not quite sure why. And after Jeb enters the race, it appears there will be 11 people. And there's only going to be 10 allowed in the debates. So whoever's the low-ranking person will be eliminated beforehand. Food banks in New York are running out of food. I guess we're all not shocked at that one, are we? And Costco, if you're buying your salmon at Costco, it may be genetically modified. Now, there are other supermarkets that said no to genetically modified salmon, Safeway, Target, Whole Foods, and Trader Joe's refuse genetically modified salmon. But the megastore Costco is planning on selling the genetically modified fish to their customers while attempting to dress itself as a big organic seller. So nobody would suspect, unless we reported it to you, and National Society reported to us. And this is odd since Costco just announced it will become one of the largest sellers of organic products in the U.S. But they're going to sneak in genetically modified salmon, which is really, I understand, not healthy at all for you. Anyway, Costco customers recently rallied in Seattle and delivered more than 50,000 signatures asking the company not to sell GM salmon. There's been a prize offered. Richard Branson, chairman of Virgin Group, you know, the airlines, Virgin Airlines, has offered $25 million prize to solve the global warming by geoengineering. Hey, here's a hint. Stop with the contrails. Anyway, he's offering $25 million prize. Oh, I bet there are going to be a lot of people competing for that one. California waters escalate. Government orders massive supply cuts to most senior rights holders. Just after 2 weeks of California's farmers with the most senior water rights offered to cut their own water use by 25%, AP reports that the California government, just as they predicted, ignored any efforts of self-preservation and ordered the largest cuts on record to farmers holding some of the state's strongest water rights. While frackers and big energy remain exemption from the restrictions, you heard that right, the frackers and big energy, they're exempt from all those restrictions. Anyway, the chief director of the water board explains, we are now at the point where demand in our system is outstripping supply for even the most senior water rights holders. Because of the drought-stricken situation in California, thieves are now hijacking water tanks, siphoning private wells, and illegally tapping industrial pipelines. It's going to get worse. Writing is on the wall. Texas pulls $1 billion in gold from the New York Fed. Makes it non-confiscatable. Zero Hedge reports, the lack of faith in central bank trustworthiness is spreading. First Germany, then Holland, then Austria, and now Texas has enacted a bill to repatriate $1 billion in gold from the New York Fed's vaults to a newly established state gold bullion depository. People have this image of Texas being too powerful and too big, so for a lot of people, this is exactly where they would want to go with their gold. And the bill includes a section to prevent forced seizure from the federal government. Wow. Well, maybe if the state can get a regulation that prevents forced seizure, maybe the people. What about, what a concept. The people would get that exclusion also. In other news, Monsanto now is billing itself. If you haven't heard their commercial and their information online, Monsanto bills itself a sustainable agriculture company. Right. They truly decided to market themselves as sustainable, spending billions to provide the world with destructive carcinogenic chemicals. Anyway, there's a whole lot of propaganda there. You'll see right through it if you go to the story on Monsanto. They say they are empowering farmers. Right. Like the all the farmers in India that are committing suicide, we covered that story. And nearly 300,000 farmers have sued Monsanto for contaminating their seed. AMA may force incompetent older doctors, I wonder if they're incompetent or just older, to retire even if they don't want to. There are currently around 240,000 physicians age 65 and older in the U.S. If the AMA does not decide to force 65, by the way, operative word, you are past the point of being functional, it looks like, if you're 65 or older. If the AMA, you know, how many physicians have you seen that are in their 70s and 80s that still do a really good job? Well, most of them are alternative physicians by now. Anyway, they want them to go into early retirement. Nearly one-fourth of all physicians in the U.S. would no longer be able to help patients. This would become a welcome flood of rookie physicians. You know, that. I mean, the problem is they've graduated a lot of physicians from medical school. They want to get rid of the older ones who know the old system and who balk against the new system. And this is a great way to just say, you're too old, we're getting rid of you, goodbye. And now they have all the young, desperate physicians who now have, you know, raked in about, you know, $1 million worth of, well, probably not quite, but all kinds of loans to try and get through medical school. They've got to pay them off. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 54 after the hour. You're in the right place. We're going to be talking to Sharon Rondeau in the next hour about Tennessee. She says the judicial system there is totally corrupt. She's making some very strong statements about it based on some cases that she's been researching. And we'll talk to her as to why is it corrupt and how did they corrupt the system. She's got a lot of points that she wants to bring up regarding just how bad the system is. So we'll be talking to her in the second hour. In the third hour, we'll most likely be open lines. And I think on second thought, I'll probably save the colon cleanse information for the third hour, given the fact that we need to do the news this hour. And since we have that hour open, I'll talk about that. And also the little cat that had a really bad incision in its stomach. Little kitten here, kind of messed up, pretty messed up. And anyway, I'll tell you how I took care of that, and it appears to be all well and good now. 10 incredible uses of baking soda. Baking soda is so inexpensive and makes so much sense. And if you have heartburn, create an antacid mixing 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda with 1/2 cup of water. You know, we ought to be writing down all these things, so that when the time comes and we say, oh, what was it that I used for heartburn? Well, you can use Miracle 2 Neutralizer. That works. You can use the clay, or now you can use the baking soda. Most people are aware of baking soda for that problem. For instant relief from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy, mix baking soda with a little water and just apply it to the sore. You can also do clay. Fight dandruff by tabling the shampoo for a few weeks and massaging your wet scalp with a handful of baking soda instead. Add a cup of baking soda and a couple of apple cider vinegar to your bath results in a delightful spa-like experience that will soak away aches and pains while detoxing the body at the same time. A nice side note is it will clean the tub and the drain when you're done. Mix a cup of baking soda and a cup of apple cider vinegar to your bath. Now, that sounds like a great idea. I will tell you about my beauty drink that goes along with the colon cleanse in the third hour also. I need to go get that and start on my gallon of it today. I haven't made it to the full gallon yet. I have to admit, I got to be honest, I've only made it to the third quart of it. Many people use baking soda as a natural toothpaste. There's some concern, however, that baking soda can be too abrasive for everyday use. You may not want to use it every day. Some people swear by it, but you don't want to lose that enamel off your teeth because it's hard to get it back. You can mix 3 tablespoons of baking soda in a large bowl or other container of very warm water. Mix an invigorating foot soak that will help sore or achy feet. And when taken before intense exercise, sodium bicarbonate buffers the lactic acid and builds up in hardworking muscles, delays fatigue, and enhances athletic performance. Bicarbonate is an alkaline substance naturally produced by the body that buffers acids and helps keep pH in check. In people who have chronic kidney disease, which is most often caused by diabetes or hypertension, poorly functioning kidneys have a hard time removing acid from the body. And this often results in a condition known as metabolic acidosis. Most over-the-counter antacids, such as Alka-Seltzer, Tums, and Rolaids, contain bicarbonate. But a more cost-effective way to relieve occasional heartburn and indigestion is to stir 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda in 1/2 cup of water and drink it an hour or two after your meals. Will also raise the pH level without upsetting the pH of the blood. That's an important thing. We'll be back after this 1-minute, 10-second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.